your soul. It's never too late to start again. God has made you whole. You are worth loving. You're worth fighting for. You are so deserving.
I've tasted hopelessness. I know what heartache is. But somehow through all of it, your love remains. I've lived through brokenness, feeling faceless. But I'm not anonymous, you know.
Welcome to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Join me with my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winters, Dave Seidel, and Don Warner on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043, right here on Grindhard Radio. This show is all about spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. We share stories from our lives and our personal journeys to divine health and wellness. We are not afraid to discuss difficult topics from a dynamic perspective and support you on your journey. No one is alone or forgotten. You are a child of light and your destiny is great. Tune in to season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043 right here on Grindhard Radio. Hello, everyone. That was Colton Dixon with All That Matters. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 28 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. This 16-episode, 90-minute-long show will focus on spiritual, mental, emotional health, and well-being, and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe, and why I believe this way, and I'll be sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, panic, depression, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I'm so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my music, voice, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I am very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's Season 2, Episode 28 is How to Grow Your Faith. Only 2 more episodes, including tonight, until our Season 2 finale. So now technically only 1 more episode. People are always talking about big faith and how to see miracles manifested in your life. Faith is not something you do. Faith is something that happens to you and is supposed to energize you. God is not withholding anything from you. Faith is a part of our original design and DNA. We'll have a new Storytime segment, a new Mythbusters segment, and a new Who Said That segment. I'll be sharing more words of life. We'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel led to on my heart for you. Throughout every episode this season, I'm going to be giving away at least 2 copies of my castmates, Dave Seidel's new book, 18 Mile. He is one of my favorite authors and communicators, and I know this book about his life and journey to spiritual freedom will really encourage and empower you. I'll also be giving away a couple other surprise goodies throughout the show. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I have so many fun things coming up. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power of Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio soon and again with The Quakes, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I will be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me, you contact me at my official website, IamSadeChampagne.com, and your support amazes me. I am forever grateful unto you. We're going to get right into our first segment of the night, story time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. Today, I want to talk to you about how to grow your faith. How to grow your faith. When I was growing up, I always had an understanding, or I always had a feeling of God's presence. From the youngest age, I just knew that I knew. So it's funny to me when people will ask questions often in religious environments. They say, well, you know, when were you saved, or when did you first receive Jesus? And I'm like, what do you mean? I've always known Jesus. Jesus has always been with me. I always had an understanding and innocence and acceptance of who God was. Unfortunately, through religion, through a lot of life's challenges and not having the right mentorship, not having the right message to continue to hold on to, I began to believe a lot of crazy stuff. But I'm thankful that God has brought me back to who I have always been destined to be. So, faith. A lot of people are always talking about faith. And when most people talk about it, faith sounds very exhausting and faith sounds so hard. And I don't believe that God ever intended for faith to be like that. Faith is supposed to work for you. You are not supposed to work for faith. Faith is not something you do. Faith is something that happens to you. I'm going to say that again. Faith is not something you are supposed to work. Faith is supposed to work for you. Faith is not something you do. Faith is something that happens to you. And faith happens to you when you are able to truly receive and understand who God is and who God says that you are. A lot of times people will look at faith and they'll say, faith is when you were taking the first step and you're doing everything to make God move, and you have to be there and do it even if you're scared and even if you don't understand, even if you don't believe. And I understand what they're saying if you put it in the right context and if people are walking in the truth. But most of the time, that is not faith. That is just people making a lot of risks and hoping that it's going to work out well, as opposed to knowing and understanding who God says you are, as opposed to trusting in God's goodness and God's love for your life. That is faith. Faith is something that happens to you. Faith is not something that you do. Don't allow anyone or anything to try to make you think that, man, well, if you don't work your faith, then your faith is not real. No, faith is supposed to work for you. Faith is supposed to energize you. And so I think to myself, how has God built up my faith over the years? You know, like I said, I've always had huge dreams. I've always had an amazing imagination and been able to see into the future, even able to see into the past, and just a visionary. I have always been a visionary. And I'm thankful unto God that the vision that God has given me is partnered with my faith and with the truth that I know in my heart. So it's always able to be now from a healthier perspective. God gives you faith by being exactly who God is, by being consistent. Think about it. When you have a friendship with someone, you are able to, or someone you love romantically, you can put any type of person or any relationship you want in this, even a business partnership. Why do you have faith in someone? You have faith in someone because they have been faithful to you. You are able to have faith in someone because they have proven themselves to be trustworthy, to be someone who is full of integrity. You can only have faith in God when you actually know who God is. If you have been brought up to think that you have to do a bunch of things, that you have to move first, you have to do all this in order for God to meet you, that will not bring you faith. That only brings your relationship of you pat my back, I pat your back, as opposed to I personally believe in living from the place that God is the one who provides life for me. And because of how good God is to me, because of how much God loves me and cares for me and serves me, I now can live my life from that freedom and from that place. I can move forward. I can have confidence. I can have assurance every single day because God has nurtured me enough and continues to nurture me so I can move from that place. So how do we grow our faith? You grow your faith by listening to the right message. And I've been talking about this all season, and this is something I talk about all the time. What are you listening to? What message are you receiving? If you're only receiving things about how to get more, how to be more, how to become something, that is not going to build your faith. You already are. God functions from the place of I am. God functions from the place where God treats us as God has always seen us, even when we did not manifest and reflect that, because God always saw things as they truly are. And so what are you listening to? What is the message that you have been receiving? God builds your faith by being good to you, by speaking well of your life and of who you've always been. Faith is easy. Faith is not something that's supposed to be stressful. It doesn't mean that life won't be stressful, and sometimes your dreams and things we go after won't be stressful, but your relationship with God should not be stressful. It says that we go from glory to glory. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people confuse: hard times in life and hard times in relationships with a hard time in God. God is not a hard time. And we're going to be playing these things throughout this episode. You're going to be able to hear some amazing clips from my favorite speakers. I'm also want to share with you guys some of my favorite messages where my pastor and one of my mentors, Greg Henry, talks about the book of James. Because I know a lot of people will say, well, what about Shadi, the verse that says faith without works is dead? And I understand where they're coming from, but they don't even know it in context. And so I want to be able to share some of those messages with you guys. If you have questions on anything I'm talking about, make sure you message me and I will send you some of my favorite messages, and I will try my best to be able to answer your questions. Whatever I don't know, I know that we can, or I don't totally understand yet, I know that we can pray to God about it with an open heart, and God will reveal the truth to us. I just know that life with God is easy. It's not difficult. Like I said, it doesn't mean that life in this world and things we go through, our relationships won't be challenging, but it's not supposed to be like that with God. Faith is so powerful. Faith is what allows us to be able to see the unseen. It allows us to be able to rest. It allows us to be able to have peace, to have confidence every single day. My prayer for everyone who's listening today and the weeks, months, and years to come is that you will begin to truly know what faith is, that you will truly know who God is and what God says about your life. I pray for confidence for you. I pray that you are being sent the right message, that you're not just listening to everything and taking it all in like a blender and saying, oh, well, if they say this and if they have this, then they must be right. But the greatest joy comes from who you are within, not what you have on the outside. Everything, all the things that I'm achieving, all my dreams, all the things that are happening in my life and where I'm headed, they're all the cherry on top. It is not the whole sundae. It's not the meat and potatoes. It's the cherry on top. The greatest joy, the greatest peace I have, the greatest satisfaction, what helps me to want to live every single day and never give up, is what I carry within my being, what I carry in my heart and my soul and my mind, the things that can never be taken away. And so I pray for everyone listening that you are going to truly receive faith, and you're going to realize how simple it is and how much God is for you, and that God is breaking down any lies you've been receiving and you've been believing, that God is breaking down any barriers and walls that you feel in your heart and you feel in your mind that are hindering you from feeling God, from seeing God, from experiencing God, and realizing that God is within you, that God is for you, that God always created you for eternity and for greatness, out of the overflow of love, for love. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to end this story time segment with one of my favorite songs that I often play on repeat, William Matthews' Don't Worry. I love the verse that says we are to cast all our cares and anxieties upon God because God cares for us. And you all hear me say this often. If it matters to you, then it matters to God. If it matters to you, then it matters to God. That's one of my favorite original quotes. There is nothing that you're facing today. There's nothing within the depths of your heart, from the tiniest thing to the biggest thing, that God is not concerned and that God does not care about. And so I want you to listen in to the words of this song, listen to the message, and I believe that God's presence, that God's very Holy Spirit is radiating your life, is encouraging you, is empowering you from deep within, and reminding you that we don't have to worry about our lives because God has got us. Keep listening to episode 28 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne right here on Grindhard Radio.
with you, and I'm for you, and oh, to be like a child again, to be like a little one with him again. He says, don't worry, don't worry, I got you. Don't worry, don't worry, I got you. This thing's gonna be all right.
Our next segment of the night is called Mythbusters. This is where we begin to explore and break down long-held beliefs that I believe actually make it hard for us to experience the love of God that was given as a free gift when He created us and through Jesus. Not only can believing lies about God affect our relationship and belief in Him, believing lies can affect how we feel about ourselves and others. We were created to live in freedom, love, grace, hope, courage, boldness, confidence, determination, compassion, clarity, and peace. Myths and lies mess with the flow of our original design. Disclaimer, and this applies to every single episode of Spirit and Soul. I am not trying to convince anybody of anything. I am simply enjoying my life with God and sharing all that I receive with others. And if this is not for you, that's okay. I won't be offended. I will continue to be myself and encourage you anyway. I accept and love you as you are. Tonight's Mythbusters clip comes from one of my mentors, dearest friend, and favorite speaker in the whole world, Greg Henry. I titled this clip, God is on your side.
We'll find out that God never tests us. We'll find out that God never has tested people. We'll find out that God doesn't bring hard times to people to teach people things, that God doesn't allow hard times in people's lives in order to teach them things. We'll find out all those things are false. Glory to God. And so what does it mean when we experience hard times? I don't think there's any human being that hasn't found themselves when they're experiencing hard times sitting around wondering, why am I going through this? Anyone? See, that we tend to find that thought immediately going on inside of us. What's happening here? And so when we experience hard times, we can kind of become like Job. You know, you notice Job experienced some hard times, and then he went on for like 35 chapters reasoning with a bunch of people about why this was happening to him. And at the end of all of his reasoning, you know what conclusion he came to? All of his reasoning was done. All the conclusions he came to about why this was happening to him, one of which was the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Notice Job said that. God didn't say it. All the things Job thought about how God was allowing this to happen to him and how God was doing this to him, he didn't know why, but that's what was happening. If you get to Job chapter 42, you find God show up and ask Job, who told you that? Who told you all those things you've been busy with for 40 chapters saying about me and why this was happening to you? Were you there when I made the universe? Were you there when I fashioned everything? And God's basically asking, where did you get this information from about me, buddy? And then Job is confronted with a very real thing. And Job repents for everything he said in the previous 40-something chapters. He repents and he says, man, I never knew you, Lord. I only heard of you. And I think that can happen to a lot of us when we experience hard times, is that we have only heard things about God and we haven't really known the heart of God. We've only heard things about God. And so what happens is when we experience hard times, we tend to try to make sense out of our hard times through our own reasoning. Do you see what I'm saying? Through our own logic. We want to make sense out of it. It's like we have this weird kind of thought that if we can make sense out of it, then we can solve the problem, right? If we can make sense out of the problem, then we can solve it, right? And then we almost feel like if we can make sense out of the problem, then we'll have peace. So when we experience hard times in this world, and listen, guys, Jesus said, you will find tribulation in the world. So you will find tribulation in the world at times. You will experience hard times. And so what happens is when we experience hard times, we want to make sense out of it. And when we want to make sense out of it, we tend to start using our own reasoning to make sense out of it. And then we'll start saying things to ourselves like, God is testing our faith. We'll start saying things like, God is bringing these hard times into our lives in order to teach us something. That God is sending this tribulation into our life in order to purge some sin from our life. Or God is allowing these hard times into our lives in order to teach us patience, you know? And all the time, what we're doing is we're reasoning with our own carnal thinking. We're not reasoning with the mind of Christ. And we're coming to all these conclusions about God and who God is and what his nature is like and the way that he will deal with us that isn't born from the mind of Christ, but it's born from the mind of Adam. Okay? So if that's how we think about God and the way that he is with us, it'll be really hard to find ourselves going to rest in his bosom as our Father. If that's what we think about God, that God sends hard times to test our faith, that he sends hard times to teach us things, that he allows hard times into our life to purify us. If that's what we think about God and how he is with us, it's going to be very hard for us to find ourselves going to rest in God as our Father. It'll be a stumbling block to us being able to trust in his integrity towards us. It'll be a stumbling block to us being able to trust in the integrity of his goodness and his intentions towards us. It can act as a hindrance to us being able to trust him with our lives. You see what I'm saying? If that's what we think about God and the way that he is with us, guys, it will actually serve to destroy the father-child relationship we were created for with God from the beginning. I mean, if I thought my dad was testing me all the time, or that my dad was all the time sending me hard times, in order to teach me things. Or that he could stop pain and suffering from coming into my life, but he decides, you know, sovereignly as my dad, well, you know, I could stop the pain and suffering, but I'm not going to stop the pain and suffering, so I'm going to let the pain and suffering come, and I'll use the pain and suffering to teach him things. If that's what I think about God, or if that's what I think about my own dad, that he's all the time testing me, I'm never going to be able to go to rest in his goodness towards me. I'm never going to be able to trust him with my life. I'm never going to actually feel safe in his presence. I'm all the time going to be walking around wondering, is that guy testing me now? Is this a test? I'll be looking for the parameters of the test so I can try to pass the test. I'll never just be enjoying my dad and who he is and what's inside of him and what he enjoys. I'll never be enjoying his life, but I'll all the time be on my tippy toes looking for a test, wondering where the test is. How can I pass the test? What way can I pass the test? And then what happens is you end up in your relationship with God where you're always watching your back. Listen, when I was in high school, you know, when you went out with your friends and you visited rival schools or whatever, you always had to watch your back in case somebody was now just going to, you know, hit you from behind and, you know, you're going to fall over. Listen, that's not how it's supposed to be with God, where you got to watch your back thinking any second now that guy's going to shoot me in the back or something just to teach me something as I lay in a hospital bed suffering. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. No one wants to experience pain and suffering in their life. Can we at least agree on that? Now, through the revelation of God and his Spirit dwelling in you, you can find yourself rejoicing in pain and suffering.
Our next segment of the night is Who Said That? This is where I feature message clips from my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors. These clips are also another reflection of what I believe. Tonight's clips are a compilation from my inspirations and favorite speakers in the entire world, Greg Henry and Bertie Britz.
Listen, pastors. I want to tell you, do you want to know what it is to have a ministry that's born of God? Where the worship leader worships because of passion in the heart and not to be seen by people? Where the money that comes in is peace money, man. Or money that promotes peace. It's money of peace, money that comes out of the nature of God. But the peace money we have now is so that there can be peace in the hearts of people if they give. But we don't want that type of a money of peace. We want the money that comes as a result of peace. And that's what Paul said. He said, listen, if people give to me, is that wrong? He says, no, it's not wrong. He says, a farmer lives off what he does. This is what I do. So if people come and freely give to me, then I will receive it, and that is not wrong. That's all he said. He didn't say, I've got a right to take off from you. He didn't say that. And we're going to look at those scriptures still. Now, I want to explain that because we always thought, well, you know, the pastor has got a right to have money from his people. That's a lie, my friend. The right that he talks about there is the right to receive it if they freely want to give it. He's got the right to receive it then because that's not wrong, for that is what he does. That's how he lives. Whenever Paul went to a place, he first prepared himself. He went there with something that he's going to do for money. That's how he went. He didn't go there. And I tell you, it's so wonderful. If you can go and preach at a place, and you don't worry, you know, what are they going to give me? Well, I'm invited. You know, if somebody invites me to go and preach something, you know what's the first thing that comes into my mind is, I'm paying the ticket. That comes to my mind. That's how I think, you know. And then they say, but you. And then if I don't have the money to pay the ticket, then I tell him, listen, man, I can't pay the ticket. Can you pay the ticket? If he says he cannot, then he says, let God provide for us, then we'll come. Isn't it? And if that thing hasn't happened, I'm not going to feel I'm not a success. Yeah. We've arranged the crusade, and then something happened that can't happen. Now I feel I'm not a success. No. Rest then. Isn't it wonderful? You can't become more successful than what you are. We are not chasing success. We are just preaching the success of the cross. I mean, what I do, I'll do for the rest of my life. I'm just sharing the gospel, believing the good news of God, enjoying His love. Sometimes there will be thousands of people, sometimes there will be one. Sometimes I will just meditate upon my bed, thinking of the love of God. I've reached my top already. So now I can live like a successful person. Isn't it? I can live like a successful person. I'm not living like a person seeking success. Live like a person that is already successful. Amen. That's why it says, walk worthy of your calling. Hallelujah. Walk like somebody that believes that he is loved of God.
Now when he says learn of me, he doesn't say learn from me. It's not learn from me in the sense of look what I do and go do it. In the Greek, it would be more accurately translated, learn of me. And so when he says, learn of me, he's saying there is a truth that I've come full of. And so learn of me would be to learn of this truth that I came full of. And this truth will be made flesh in my death, my burial, my resurrection, and my ascension. And oh, by the way, you can't understand the things I'm saying to you now, but I will send the Spirit of truth, and he will guide you into all these things that I've said so that you can take my doctrine upon you. And that doctrine that the Spirit of truth will bring forth in your heart will bring rest to your souls. How will it bring rest to your souls? Because it will tell you that God's come and called you his. It'll tell you that God has come and said you're acceptable to him. Not because of what you do, but because of who you are. That brings rest to your souls. You see, you stop thinking that you have to do all these things to please God. And you're not burdened and heavy laden. It's light. And it's, oh, you mean I'm just acceptable to God because I was born? Goodness gracious. Man, that's light and that's easy. That brings rest to my soul. The problem is we've confused who we are with works. And so we've confused us being acceptable to God as his children with a life in bondage to death being acceptable to God. Listen, should I not believe on Jesus and I find myself laboring and toiling to have life and I find the wisdom of the serpent dwelling in my heart, I'm still acceptable to God as his child, but the persuasion in my heart is not acceptable to God. Not because he's angry with me or because he rejects me, but God doesn't desire for me to die. And so in the day I sit with the persuasion that's bringing death forth in my life, he doesn't want that persuasion to stay in my heart, but he wants to come and he wants to wash my conscience clean from that persuasion. You see what I'm saying? Glory to God. And so Jesus comes and reveals himself in Matthew as rabbi, as master, as Lord, and he says, take my doctrine upon you. Take my yoke or my doctrine upon you. For my doctrine, my way, my truth, what it will do is it will bring rest to your souls. My doctrine, my teaching, my way, it's light and it's easy. It's light and it's easy, he says. How many of you felt that way in church? Hey, before we can even get to the message, lest you give 10% before we can even start service, you're the cursed of God. How light and easy does that sound? Before we even get to the message, we've already set up a standard that if you can't carry, man, you're the cursed of God. God can't bless you, and you don't. God doesn't love you. What if there's people in the church who can't even pay their bills, man? What if they're struggling to buy groceries and pay their house, and now I've come and put a doctrine or a yoke on them that is heavy? Jesus says, take my doctrine upon you. He realized all those people had a doctrine put on them that was heavy and it was causing them to be burdened and laden with lies. And so he said, listen, man, take my doctrine upon you, for my doctrine will bring rest to your souls. You won't feel as if you're falling short. You won't feel as if you're not getting it done. You won't feel as if God's cursing you. You won't feel as if you need to do all these things to be acceptable to God and be blessed by God. My doctrine is light and it is easy and it will bring rest to your souls. So take my doctrine upon you, is what Jesus says. I also don't look at healing as if it can only happen one way. I don't become discouraged and think that if I don't see a physical healing in somebody, that means they haven't been healed. A person can be healed in their heart from the effects of a physical ailment or the effects that a physical ailment is causing on them, and they can find their life transcend the physical ailment without the physical ailment leaving. Do you see what I'm saying? They can find love, peace, joy, kindness, meekness, long-suffering manifesting in them even though the physical ailment still remains. And so the physical ailment doesn't shape their life. They're living free. They're living above the physical ailment. I would define that as also healing. And so whenever I pray for somebody to be healed, I'm just fellowshipping with God about the truth and about how the resurrection has the power to heal every person. And I don't define the only ways it can heal them. I understand that the resurrection power has many different ways to heal a person. It could be through the heart. It could be through their body. It could be through the mind. It could be first through the mind and the heart, and then later find it to be unto a healing in the body. So if you've felt pain and you've cried out to God and you thought that he hasn't heard your cry, that he's not healing your pain, he's been working this whole time to heal your pain. He hasn't been sleeping. He's been busy in your heart working to heal your pain. And you could just take this word and let it be a word that can stir you up by way of remembrance that he is healing your pain. He is the healer of pain. Man, I just want to cry and grab everybody and hug them, man. I just feel like this pain that everybody has felt. I just feel it just coming off. I just feel it coming off, and I just see so much freedom coming. If you felt pressed in upon by some pain, there's good news for you. You are being set free. I didn't say you will be set free. I said you are being set free. You are being set free. You know, sometimes we can't see things with our carnal eyes, our physical eyes, and we think that we're not being set free. But, man, we'll just pray right now. Father, I just thank you that the Holy Spirit could be here, that the Holy Spirit is in each one of us, and that the Holy Spirit can give each person that's been feeling pain or that has pain come into their hearts for some reason in life, that they'll have spiritual eyes to where they can see your Spirit. They could see the Holy Spirit in their heart working to free them from the pain, that they are actively being set free from the pain so that they can find rest come into their hearts. Not that they will be set free from the pain, not that something will happen that they can be set free from the pain, but that they are actively right now being set free from the pain, and that they could just find just a come out of their mouth like a giving up of the ghost, like a giving up of this striving to be set free from the pain, but that a different persuasion can be born in their heart, that they could say something, they could find the words being born in their heart that says, I am being set free from the pain. Glory to God. You know, because if you see that you're being set free, it becomes much easier to rest, right? Rather than thinking, I am not being set free and I need to be, and how can I be? You see what I'm saying? All that stuff is God's deal. It isn't our deal. Isn't our deal to try to figure out what we need to be set free from? How can we be set free? And what do we do to be set free? You are being set free. Hallelujah. And I just feel like there's somebody in here that maybe is being confronted with some kind of a thing where, or somebody online, confronted with some kind of a thing where they find they're in a place where they think that life is found in their ability to make the right or the wrong decisions, where maybe they've had some things happen because they think they've made the wrong decisions, and so they see all this pain and death, and it's pressing in on them to try to convince them that life is found in the decisions you make, whether right or wrong. Listen, man, there's no decision you can make right or wrong that can separate you from the life of God. So even in the day you've made a wrong kind of a decision in this earth, let your mind not go to focusing on you finding life through your ability to make the right decisions, but let your mind go to the fact that the place you find life is Christ. Because if you think you can find life from making all the right decisions, you're going to bring more death to your heart. And so I just feel like there's somebody that thinks they're defined by the decisions they make. You're not defined by the decisions you've made. There's no decision you can make that can define you. God has made a decision about you that is the only thing that can define you. His name is Jesus.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode, because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to, and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
Today is going to be an amazing day. God has wonderful things in store for me. I can relax, breathe, and rest in God's goodness today. I know that everything is working out for my good and in my favor. I am powerful. I am strong. I am able to finish whatever I set out to complete each day. Even if I fail at something, I really still won because I gave my all and because I am forever loved, cherished, and adored by God. My identity remains the same. How God feels about me remains the same. I do not live from other people's opinions about me. I live from God's opinions about me. I live from God's rest and from God's grace and kindness. Each day, I am able to share the love that I feel within my heart to everyone who crosses my path. I do not live my life from karma. I live my life from grace. I do not treat people the way that they treat me. I treat others the way that God treats me. I am a powerful person. I do not allow other people's negative opinions to manifest in my life and define and determine who I am. Instead, the love, grace, hope, compassion, victory, effervescence, everything that I am is what lights up a room. I am an atmosphere changer. I am a joy giver. I am a peacemaker. I understand that peace and compassion are power positions. I speak blessings over others and I encourage people wherever I go. Instead of looking for ways to criticize, I am always able to find the gold and treasure within every person. I never allow situations or people to make me lose my cool or to take away who I am, but instead I know that God defines and determines who I am. I don't have to fit in a box or be whom anyone in the world wants me to be. I can be exactly who God has created me to be in my heart. And it's okay if I don't have a blueprint. God and I are figuring everything out together as we go. God has already made me victorious. I don't compare myself and my life to others. I create my own lane and I help other people to create their own lanes too. I am a creator of opportunities. I always see solutions. I always see a way out, no matter the situation. I know that God has my back and I am going to be more than okay. I am a conqueror. I am victorious. I am one of a kind. Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 28 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to my music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. The music from my radio drop is actually by one of my favorite artists in the entire world, India Ari, and I took the instrumental from her song, He Heals Me. Thank you to Bertie Britz and Greg Henry for those powerful clips. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Carrollton with Shelter. God will always be your shelter, your protector, and your strength. The more you hear the right message about God and who you are, the more your faith will grow. Next week is our season 2 finale. The title of episode 28 is Why Jesus is Different. God came to serve you. I'll be sharing about why Jesus is the God I believe in and why this God is different than all the rest. I believe that when people are able to experience who Jesus truly is, it will be easy to believe in God and to have faith. It changes our entire destiny for the better. God came to serve and care for you, and everything else flows from that goodness. We'll have a new Storytime segment, a new Mythbusters segment, a new Who Said That segment, and Dave Seidel brought his final Easy Love segment of the season. I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. We are going to end this season in style like we always do. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to the Season 2, Episode 28 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, February 12th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio for our Season 2 finale.
The shadow where my plans turn to dust. When I'm walking through the unknown, in the waiting I will trust. When the sky falls, when the flood comes, let the rushing waters rise. When my soul is worn and weary, and I've got no place to hide, I know you won't let me go. Fortress for my soul, my helper. You surround me, my comfort and my song. Your promise is my refuge, 'cause I know your love is strong. You have raised me from the ashes, set my feet on solid ground. I know you won't let me go. Fortress for my soul. Inside of my lungs, you give me strength when I am weak. You are the one who lifts me up. You are the way, you are the truth, you are the breath inside of my lungs. You give me strength when I am weak. You are the one who lifts me up. I know you won't let me go. You are my shelter.
You are so deserving.